Today we have a Mishnah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and unfortunately Sabbath Josh is not here this morning, so we'll have to take my poor substitute, Zogdeh Hedek Mishnah. Ein Cheshishin Shem Agirach Udom Yibayet Abayet Uyimakom Lamakom. Vim Ken Michatzer Lachatzer Meir Leir Ein Ledavar Sof. So after you do a bedika on the house, you walk out, you don't have to have any chashash that maybe a chulda, nor this in modern Hebrew this used as a rat, apparently people took it to mean a weasel most of the time. But in any event, it would mean a small animal that sneaks around in the house and gets in there. You don't have to be choshesh that a chulda took chometz from the next door house that hadn't yet done the bedika and then dragged it into your house, which would remember you do have to now go ahead and make a new bedika, or mimakom lamakom, or from one place in the house to another place in the house. The imkein michatzer lachatzer, because then you should think that that would be true even from houses in the next door chatzer, or for that matter, even meir leir in the davar sof. Because bishleima, you want to tell me mimakom lamakom somewhere in your house, which would mean you'd have to do your entire house all at one time to make sure that there wasn't any rats or mice that were going to move the chametz from one room to the other. But then we would ask you, okay, let's say you did your whole house at one time. No. Then you walked out, and from the next door neighbor, maybe a mouse came running in with some chametz. You'll tell me, okay, we'll get the whole chatzar together. And what about the next chatzar? All right, we'll do it all together as one city. No. And what about the next city? So since, some learn like this, since Ein L'davar Sof, there's no way to make such a takana, or since there is no attempt to make such a takana, it's a raya when it's something. It's a raya that it's not the type of safek that has bearing on the halacha. But in any event, we'll take Sabbath Josh and Zogdeh Hedek Mishnah and read Rich Rats and Zogdeh Hedek Mishnah. We could take the Hedek Mishnah Hot Gizot.
What Gizot, the Hedek Mishnah?
What's that?
Why can't you fix a fixar of Bittle? Doesn't do it or whatever.
You guys didn't already said it. What if the next time zone? I mean, it's still in the Davar Sof. In other words, you're telling me that we don't have to be choshesh. Okay, so you mean to say that in a place where you didn't see this actually happen, you don't have to worry that it happened. But you're making it evident that if, in fact, you had actually seen that a mouse got hold of some chametz and ran into your house, so then you would have to do a new bedika. And then, you'd have to do a new bedika. Why would you have to do a new bedika? Why not assume that it ate whatever chametz it took? Does it not say that there's a halakha that places where non-Jews live are assumed to be tmeim, because we figure, and this is even if it's just a male, an unmarried male, we figure that he definitely has managed to impregnate some girlfriend and then get her an abortion in the room and leave the navel somewhere on, you know, and under the ground or whatever. And that would be metame the room. And kama yisheb in mador, how long would a male have to be living in a rented room to make that mador require bedika for a kohen if he wants to be sure there's no tumor there? That would be, arbaim yom. That would be 40 days, because any nefa less than 40 days old doesn't have a din of a fetus, so therefore wouldn't be matami. Well, once it's already 40 days old, so it's matami. What does he need a wife for? He's always got a girlfriend. So we always have to be choshesh that not being bekiyim in contraceptives, they'll use the other approach. They'll just abort the fetus. So in the middle, you always have to worry that the house is tummy. But in places where it's like a farm and they have access to the little piggies out there and the weasels come into the house, so then in Tzartabedika, then you figure if there was an abortion, the piggy got it anyway, so what's the problem? So if that's the case, we see that we don't have to worry about there being something left after the chulda gets there. So why, if the chulda took chametz, would you have to worry that it left the chametz? And as Rabbi Zeira, obviously, a fetus is more yummy than lechem. So habe basar, habe lechem. You give the chulda some nice, soft human meat, so it's going to eat it up. Mashen ken, you give it a piece of bread. And therefore, if bevaser lo mishayre. So if you're talking about meat, it won't leave anything over. But belechem mishayren, it certainly is possible that something would be left over of bread. Amar Rava. Rava says, what are you guys torturing yourself for? I might. What kind of question were you asking? I don't even understand it. The case of the guy, I mean, we're saying that if the fool is there, you don't have to worry. Don't have to worry about what? Don't have to worry that he maybe got his girlfriend pregnant, and if he did, maybe he aborted the fetus in the house, and maybe they... you have a suffix, and then you're telling me that the fool is going to be enough to take away the suffix. Thank you very much. The case that we were talking about is where you actually saw the chometz being taken into the house. What comparison is there? To say that the safek, that the chulda would have taken it away and finished it off, that safek, being motzi midei safek. Now, Shane came the way that you're learning in our Mishnah, the diyuk, that if you saw it, then it would be safek motzi midei vadai. So how can you compare the two cases with Klal? Bishleim ha'atal emor havi emor lo havi. And then you're saying, im tim shalom havi, let's assume that there was a fetus here somewhere. Emor achalte, then maybe the chulda ate it. Avalach the vadi, the chazin, and the shaka, the only case that we had to worry about in our Mishnah was where we saw definitely that chometz had been brought into the house by this chulda. So then, how can you be certain that it was eaten? Once you've got a vadai, you're going to have very strong grounds to cancel the vadai. Mashenkin, when your entire original chashash of tuma was only mitzad asafek, so then it makes sense to say, okay, look, even on the tzad that maybe there was a fetus here, we have sufficient grounds to say, no, even if it were here, we don't have to worry about it anymore. And therefore, there's no comparison between the cases. As to the Gemara, but is that really true? But ein safek motzimi de vadai. We have our standing halacha. We had so many times before, just recently we had Tanya Chaver Shemet. Here you have a person who had been mekabel the various dinim on Ma'asrot to be absolutely reliable. So, and this guy dies, leaving a megura meleat perot. So now he has a storage area where he had done clearly we looked at it and we saw that it was already stacked as a kri. So it was mechuyev in Ma'aser, so that's a vadai. And afilohim b'nei yoman, even if they are clearly just done today, and therefore maybe didn't have a chance to meiser them, we're still going to say he certainly wouldn't have up and died without taking off trumas and meiseres. So over here we know that they're definitely tavo because we see the kri b'fanenu. And we any period the suffik musarin suffik lo musarin, and yet we're not certain that he had taken off maaser. And nonetheless, we're saying that kaati suffik motzimi devadai, that even though it's a suffik whether he took off trumot or maaserot, we can use that safek as a being of sufficient reasonableness and say that it stands against the vadai. So why couldn't we? I mean, how is Rava so certain that we could simply throw out the question of the case of Tuma and say it's not even an issue? How can you compare a safek and a vadai? We do. We obviously do. Says the Gemara, no, it's not true. It is a vadai uvadai. Hatam vadai uvadai. Because we don't look at the question of whether the chacham, the chaver, had taken off Trumot Ma'asrot as simply a rove. It's a given. In other words, it's called an umdana. We have a chazak over here, which is an assumption of a reality. And therefore, we don't call that a suffix. So there we say, vadai mas, right? The Rebbe Chozah, the Yom Rebbe Chanina Chozah, chazakah, chaver she'en motim miyatachat yado, davar she'en mitupan. We have a chazakah that a chaver does not allow something to be in his reshut, where he would not have been mitakin it. And therefore, to avoid any possibility that somebody, maybe one of his kids, or someone who comes and finds this after his death, would possibly be nikshal in the eating tevel, he immediately at the moment that he would have been mitaken the peirot to be mechayev in maaser, so he finished the miguran, at that moment he would have taken the maaser. When he was going to, what's the matter with you? The guy would have died before taking up trumas and maasers? I know of cases where somebody refused to die until he finished krisis in the davyoni. No, mama's such a case. The guy had missed krisis every single time the davyoni had gone through. He's sitting there in the hospital. He's dying. He's terminally ill. He's in his 90s. And he says, oh, no way. We got to finish krisis. They finished krisis. You mean he should have timed it? Wait a minute. We really need to do this again. Who said he was interested in hanging on? Taka only hung on for krisis. Or, there's another way of looking at this. If you want to consider Chanina Chozah a suffix, in other words, that Chazaka really is only a suffix, wouldn't be Motzmi Dei Vadai, you could look at it the other way. You could look at your assumption that these peirot are definitely maaser as nothing but that, an assumption. Because maybe it's a safek. What do you mean it's a safek? I'm looking at it, man. I see that the nigmar malaktan. How could it be a safek? Because you never really know how these peirot got into the house. Since peirot will only be chayev in maaser if they come through the front door, but if they're brought in an unusual way, they have to be roe pnei habayit. So maybe they were brought in a way that won't be mechayev them. And it's possible that Dilma Mi'ikara, maybe your whole assumption originally, from the first place, Mi'ikara, actually could have been the opposite, that they never were teva. How is that? Kribo Oshaya, Dama Rabbi Oshaya, Ma'arima Dama Tvuato, it is possible to be a little bit over clever with your Tvua, bring it into your house, Bimot Shela, take it into the house while it is still not suitable for Gmar Malacha, and it hasn't been winnowed yet, so it's still covered with the shaft. In order to allow your animal to eat, why do you say your animal to eat? Because the Rabbanan Asr eating, even when something was brought in, Bamot Shalom was never roed pnei abayit, the Asr eating achilat kvar. Achilat adam is called achilat kvar. By definition, an achilat behima is not achilat kvar. So he says, what good is it for me to bring it in this way? Anyway, I'll be over Nisa Drabonin, so therefore I might as well just bite the bullet and go bring it in normally and take off Trumat HaMasrot. Could be I have no interest in eating this at all. I want to make it animal feed, and for animal feed it's okay. So therefore, we would say that it's maybe indeed Potter Min HaMasr. And so the only reason that we're relying on the Hanina Chosos Chazakah, that it's definitely not Tevel, is because maybe it was never Tevel in the first place. So we have a Safek and a Safek. That's similar to the case of Safek for Safek. And that, so Rava is still correct in saying, Safek, yes, the Chulda maybe took a putative fetus, but to say that it took a Vadai piece of Chametz, that not. Yes.
In the grains we're talking about, we have came in unwinnowed, they do not become
even when they're winnowed indoors. That's right. If they came into the house.
And so the question became the next, if the apples were brought in, but they don't have to be chapter in, but were prepared for the animals.
It's a similar halakha. Bringing apples in through a window is like bringing grain in through the door of the mochila.
And if I brought it in through the door for animals, would they have feed the miser?
You mean if I brought in the grain properly winnowed?
But
in that case? Yes.
Animals?
So, yes. That's Tosus's gears. The Tosus's point that you're making. Tosus says, "Mashma de betevel shrapanei abayit afilu beimanani lo achla." And that's yes. How do we know that? Why would achilat beima be any different than any other hana'ah? Tevel is not asur ba'hana'ah. Nonetheless, the Gemara is taking for granted that your animal wouldn't have eaten unless you pulled this stunt. Yeah, so Tosus, this is really it's not our sugya, but Tosus and Rashi have different approaches as to what the makor of the Yisra Behema. Yeah, Tosus learns that of Mishmeret Shumotai, the comparison of something that's tamei, that only a hana'a shel kilui becomes mutar after this kofchum, but it's really not for us. But your diak is correct, Tosus, actually all Tosus was dedicated to it. There's another issue over here, by the way, which is mistateret underneath, which is the question of whether the bayitis tamei is a question of yoraita. The question of whether you're chayim and bedikat chametz is only a question of rabbanan. So what do we, it seems rather strange. If you tell me ain't safek but tzivi deva dai, that could be maybe in a question of the yoraita. How do you know that ain't safek but tzivi deva dai when it comes to the David rabbanan? It's like the Sabbath rabbanan, mahakel. The Tosis learned from the case of yours talking about you didn't do bitul. And therefore, it becomes now a question of the arise. Do you have to be mafar? Right? Different way of learning. The truth is, there's three major approaches to this as to what the question is. But let's assume the shaylus v'gabi bedika as Rashi is learning. Okay. Asks the Gemara further. Ein safek matzivi devadai. You're telling me again that we can't say safek is matzivi devadai. In the case you're saying, because the only reason that we were assuming that was a fetus in the room was general behavior patterns. We had no reason to assume that there was really a fetus in the room. But we're just saying, okay, I mean, you know, it's a chance. But in a case where there was badai, a fetus in the room, you would not have said that came along a chulda. Uh-huh. I have a bright that says otherwise. But Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ma'aseh, b'shivchato shel metzik echad b'rimon. There was once a story of a shivcha, of a particular metzik, means a mafia fellow, rather tough guy. This guy was Jewish. And the Yedila Nefel aboard. And she threw a discharged fetus that she had aborted into it. Uba Kohen Veitzitzba, and a Kohen came along, looked over the boar. I mean, I assume what really happens is an outhouse that she, you know, dropped the fetus there. So we'll see, that ends up being the case. And Veitzitzba Leidaim Zacharun Nekevain. So a Kohen came along to determine whether the fetus was male or female, because that would be enough to mean how long she would be Tumeha, which is mashma from here, that the din of Tum'ah was set on Shvachot as well. Let's discuss this whole question of the Mudim. Riots that B'nai Yisrael includes Avadim u'Shvachot, between Baberel, B'nai Yisrael, the whole Sugya of Tum'at Leida, and so on, applies as well to those who are Sema Yisrael, who is written Nitbulu, L'Shem Avdud. So she would have been Tumeha Leida. And this is a pretty weird Kohen, because what's he coming along, taking a chance, being a Tame himself? And the Tosafot says this Kohen was an idiot. He was a Shote. Rashi says, I heard this guy was a big Talmud Chacham, and they called him to be Mora Horaz, but that sounds to me like more like an Amoritz. What was he doing forgetting? Rashi here says, maybe he forgot. But Lomais, it's interesting. Some suggest that maybe that was all void. Maybe he was a Mora Horaz, who held that there was no din of Tumat Ohel on the Shivcha. So all he had to do was look and see whether it was male or female. That was Gabi Din of Tumat Leida. But maybe when it comes to Tumat, because that whole din, that Adam Atem, and that Akum Bazam Din of Adam, would be, you know, yeah, this would be still applicable perhaps to a ship.
Could this be where he
gave
me the
head? There's a million, million Gemara's. This is the Shivcha.
Well, right? Why? That would be gross anatomy.
Yeah. So, Barcha Envy Tzitzpo Leidaim Zacharu in the Kevai. Ubama Sevetne Chachamim. But Yaru, Chachamim said to him, he star in the end. Mipne Shechulda, Bardalis Mitzuyim Sham. Because we find in that area, Chulda, a Bardalis. Tosfos says in Sanhedrin that there were two types of Bardalis. One Bardalis is obviously a larger animal, which in modern Hebrew, it's I believe it's like panther, it's a Bardalis. And it's listed together indeed with cat family members in Sanhedrin. But Tosfos says clearly there is a small animal called a Bardalis, probably a marten, he suggests. And so what we're talking about are small rat-sized, weasel-sized, marten kind of things. But over there, in that area, that pit had like holes in it that the Bartlett's could get there. Oh, that's I didn't think of that. That's a real tough question. Obviously, he didn't find it, but he went to look, thinking he would find it. So they said, look, there's a question of how far you're going to poke into that outhouse. You know, I don't know. But anyway, so Suffolk over there, why don't we say Achabada Yitila? You're telling me the given case was that she threw a fetus discharge into a pit. So it's a vada, right? Now you're saying, well, but he didn't see, so I guess okay. Because what? Maybe they got the Bartolus and the Kulda took it away. Suffolk Yeru, Suffolk Log Yeru. At that particular moment, we say over a long period of time, fine, but Aisha, I mean, he went to look. And Vikati Suffolk Matsemi Deva Dimes. You see that Rava's assumption is wrong. And when we have a normal activity, the Chulda Bartolus, we do make an assumption, in which case our question was a valid question. Why is it that when it comes to the Chameids, we don't say that the Chulda ate it up, and yet when we come to the question of the fetus, we do say that the Chulda ate it up.
Did you see the Chulda on the Bartolus?
No. Nope.
Why did you have the Suffolk if you haven't seen them at least?
Suffolk of what? Why do I have a Suffolk of what?
That the Bartolus and the Chulda pulled it away if you didn't need to see the Chulda or the Bartolus.
Because it's Mitzrayim Sham. Right.
Is that not a valid point?
No. Because it's Mitzrayim Sham.
I haven't seen one.
Okay. So, therefore, we ought to say that in our case, exactly the same. Suffolk, you're saying it's Suffolk it ate it up, Suffolk it didn't eat it up. I have a good question. When it came to the fetus, we were saying it's a bad. When we came to the Chametz, we were saying it's a Suffolk. And Rob is making fun of our question. He's saying, why is that a question? Here's exactly why it's a question. Here we have a Vaday, and we have the Vaday and Sabbath Yerul. Says the Gemara, your case is wrong. The case is not that she definitely aborted a fetus into this pit. So basically, she was sitting on this toilet in this outhouse. She felt that she aborted something. She has no idea whether it was a valid fetus or some other substance. So there, it's a Suffolk to Suffolk. So we don't know whether it was a Nefa. No, wait a minute, wait a minute. It says that the Kohen went to see whether it's a male or female. A male or female what? A male or female... I don't know. So what is a male or female? Ask the Gemara. Didn't it say Valedain Zachar and the Kevai? No. First, in other words, there's two steps. The Kohen wanted to find out whether Bechlal she was to male. Okay, come on. Leida im ruach ipila im nefel ipila. First thing is, was there an actual fetus here? Or was there maybe just some filled up with air kind of shulia or something? Then, if it turns out that there was a fetus, let us determine whether it was male or female in Zacharu in the Kevahi in order to define how long she would be to Me'al Leida. So therefore, it's a suffix over there, a suffix and a suffix, and in that case, Rava would have been perfectly happy with it.
You could tell it in the sack.
No, he would have examined it, could tell at that stage. Once it's already ruya to be matami. The Gemara Nida goes through how to tell at that early stage. Vibaydema, or we could say that that case is not suffix for suffix. The suffix for suffix that Rava was talking, if I don't the suffix that he was talking about over there, was a problem of whether the chulda would eat. So your question was, why would it eat the fetus and not eat the chametz? Over here the question is not whether the chulda will eat. The question is whether the chulda will drag, because all we need to know is that it's not in that pit where the Kohen put his head over the pit. That's all we need to know. That could be a vadai. In other words, we definitely know it's going to drag it away. The question of whether Ahishaita, did it finish eating it, that's only nogea chomet. It's not nogea, the question of the fetus. Over here, if he wasn't exposed, the tumi wasn't exposed. So therefore, it becomes actually a vadai uvadai. Let's assume that it was definitely a fetus that she had thrown out. But kiva dechuldu bardalis betsuyim sham vadai giru ba'yishai. The chulda definitely dragged it away. Nehida shurim mishayir. Maybe it will leave over pieces. And therefore, by chometz, we're going to need a bedika. But as far as the tumah is concerned, migra miyad vadai giru ba'yishai. Definitely dragged it away. That's not a safek. And there again, Rava wouldn't have compared the cases. Now, wait a minute. So you're saying now that we have no chashash shema giru chulda. Logic was, because we can't really distinguish between one room in a house and another room in a house, you might as well say, okay, if somewhere in the world there's chametz, then how do I ever make bedikas chametz? So therefore, forget it. You make your bedika, you do your best, and there's no reason to worry about it, unless obviously you see something change. You don't have to worry about it. But can't we, in fact, note the difference between this room? I mean, if you've got mice in the house, so wouldn't it be necessary to clear out your house? Ain't kosher, this is how Tosfos understands. We're obviously not going back on the point that the Mishnah is making, that ain't ledover sof. But as far as, what about the house itself? Do we indeed assume that ain't kosher shema gira chuta? V'okatani seifa, look, I mean, it says later on the next daf, beferush, mashe mishayer, after you made your bedikas chametz. So then, you have to put, if you want to have a meal the next day with chametz, then you have to put it inside of a plastic bag. Because otherwise, maybe, apparently, you do have to worry. So, Masha Mishai and Yerbetzina Shaleya Tzarbetikach, Rav, I would assume that you don't want a mouse to come and take some of the chametz that you left in the house for tomorrow's Ruda, and then you have to do all B'dika over again. So, apparently, we are Koshish, at least in the house, we are Koshish that maybe something will happen. The mission itself seems to be a contradiction. Omer Abaye, that's not a problem. Lokasha, Abar Bahas, Arbishno Shasa, remember. On the 13th at night, when you're doing your bedika, that's when the Mishnah says you don't have to worry about the chametz. Why? That's because why would a mouse take chametz and hide it away? There's always more where that came from. But on the 14th, the mouse figures, wait a minute, nobody's going to be baking bread today. Everybody's going aside over here and hiding their chametz. We better put that chametz away for better times. So on the 14th, you got to worry. I mean, after everybody's doing the bedikas chametz, you can be sure that the chuldas are getting nervous. So because of that, they're going to store the chametz. And since they'll store the chametz, then you have to do a new bedika. Therefore, it says, Abaye lo kasha, habar ba'asa, b'shlosha asa. So b'shlosha asa, d'shriyak, rifta b'kula bati. Where you've got chametz in every house. The lo mitzvah, what's the chulda worry? After all, we can always get more chametz where that came from. But we are ba'asar, the loshki harift, on the 14th already people are getting ready to bake matzah, and later in the day, the poor rat figures, what am I going to do? The kids are going to be hungry for lunch. So then, obviously, mitzna, he can't find any more chametz. Oh, my Rabbi, what are you telling me, that a chulda is a nevi'ah?
He's also assumes that he's living in a Jewish neighborhood also. Because
of course, yeah.
Because it's very big.
Well, this is a religious chulda. Why is it not sneer? So certainly nobody would call a chulda a nevi'ah ever. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's not to say the chulda doesn't have a memory of an elephant.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying both surrounding houses are going, and they have full of bread, and this whole thing went out of place. So
Jewish neighborhood. Yeah. So is this chulda apparently a prophetess? Because, I mean, obviously it knows that there's not going to be any chametz. What kind of crazy answer is this? That the chulda knows the yada da ha'id narbeis. The chulda's figured out, must be the 14th day of Nisan. That's the day these crazy people go around taking away all my bread. Below off the adlur, they're not going to bake matzah until tonight. I better hide away some of the chametz. Umishayra umitmara. That's why she leaves over. Doesn't want to eat it all up now. I mean, any good mother plans for her children. So she hides it. You ain't going to get me to believe in this one, says Rabbi. I'll tell you another
thing.
She knows it's a leap year. Elamarava. The point of a year is not that a chulda might come to take it overnight, but the reason to put the chametz in a plastic bag for tomorrow morning is because what if you're sitting down having a cup of brandy after your bedika, and right behind your back, there comes the chulda, and one of the kids says, look, the mouse just grabbed the chametz. So in that case, you would have to be cautious. You don't want to get into that kind of situation. And therefore, you'll need bedikah for it. In fact, the Braisa says, like Rova, HaRotzeh L'chol Chametz Achar Bedikah, Ketzad Yasa, what should you do if you need chametz for tomorrow morning? Yishayer, take what you left over, and put it in a plastic bag, Shelo Tavo Chulda V'Tito Bifaneinu, V'Yitzorach Bedikah for it. Rav Mori says, I got a better reason. How about if you left those 10 little pieces of chametz that you had all around, and the next day you find in the morning there's only 9? Something is wrong. Then you're going to need to do a bedikah. So Mela, make sure you got 10 now, wrap it in a plastic bag, and then don't count. Now let's see various types of sfeikot, which we raised the issue over here about what the din would be if you saw little mouths. And now the question is, we might as well go into the various sugyas. We've got Rove, we've got Chazaka, we've got the din of Talin, and we've got all kinds of other things, Shevilin, that we'll get to tomorrow. Let's go through the various types of sveikot that we have. It always does it to me. It's me. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Let's say that you have 9 piles of matzah and 1 of chametz. And now a mouse comes along, grabs a piece of bread from one of these piles. V'loyadina, we don't know which pile it grabbed it from. Imatzah shakali, chametz shakal, we have no idea where it got it from. So that says the Gemara, that's the equivalent case of teisha chanuyot. Teisha chanuyot, you've got 9 stores in a city that are selling basar that's kosher, and 1 store that's selling basar neveil. So the din is, a guest comes to your home and he says, here, I brought you a gift. What store did you buy it in? I don't know, one of those butcher stores. Well, could it have a hex? You mean there's non-kosher butcher stores in this town? Never occurred to me. So he doesn't know where he got it from. Over there we say, though you don't go according to the loaf, because it's kavua. And anything that's kavua in its place, there's no din of rova. Over here, since the mouse can't remember which pile it got it from, so therefore, it's the same as teisha chanuyot. On the other hand, if a piece of bread, or a pito, which we have no idea if it's chametz or matzah, was found on the floor, now comes along the mouse and takes it, then that's the end of the Mishnah of Teisha Chanuyot. And here's the Mishnah, the Tanakh. Teisha Chanuyot, kulam mochrim basar shkuta. One store in the whole town is mocheret basar nevela. Somebody comes, v'lakach mi'achat mehen. So this guest comes along, buys from one of the stores, v'ni yodeh me'ezman lakach, he has no idea which store he went into. In that case, sveiko asur, because it's kokavua, kemechtza mechtzadam. But benimtza, if you found it, halech achar harov, then go according to the road. Shnei tzivorin. By the way, in this case, Tosis is a little bit concerned. Because the mouse, what is the difference if it's found in the mouse's mouth or found on the ground? The din of Teisha Chanuyot has nothing to do with where the chametz was taken from, because obviously when it was parish, it was also taken from. But the point is, it has to do with where the safek was nolad. Where did you have to begin determining the safek? So the fact that a mouse went ahead and you find a piece of chametz in the mouse, you don't know. I mean, that's the same as finding it on the ground. You require the din of kavua or nimtza requires consciousness to make a determination, correct? By definition. In other words, as long as there's no conscious being that's involved in the entire process, so the determination is defined at the moment the consciousness enters the picture, just like in physics. So why are we concerned any differently for the mouse than we are for the insect? Weird kind of case, this does. How could that be?
The mouse taking the whole bundle.
No. Yeah. So there. Yeah. So it says the re. It has to be talking about Lakor that we saw it at that time.
Yeah. Right?
Because wherever the Leidat as a fake occurs, that's considered to be what we need to deal with. If the Leidat as a fake occurs at the point of Kvi'ud, then it's called Kavua Metzalmat. If the Leidat as a fake occurs outside of the context of the Kvi'ud, so then that becomes now a Nimtza. That's the definition of Nimtza.
So the mouse taken from the Kvi'ud.
Yeah.
So that's what the
sandwich was. We just didn't see clearly which one.
Right. So it was right in front of it. Right,
yeah,
there was
exactly. So now we're trying to figure out which store it was, so to speak. How about this case? How about where we've got Shnei Tziburim? You've got now two piles of pitot. Hakad shel matzah ve'hakad shel chametz. Very nice. Now let us set up two homes in front of these two tziburim. One of the homes was baduk, one of them was eno baduk. Come along two mice.
Two mice.
You can see the case right there. Come along two mice, and one of them takes a piece of matzah. One of them takes a piece of chametz. Now there's a guy standing there with a stopwatch. And he says, okay, go. Okay, they go. But we don't know where they went. I hope I see them. One runs into one house, one runs into the other house, but it's one of those, they were too fast for us to figure out which one was which.
Is it different? If they ask separately, will they have a...
That's the next case. We'll get to that. So, Heinu Shtei Kupot. That's the case, the equivalent case of the two piles where we had a Mishnah that says, it's not Shtei Kupot, Hachach Chulin, Hachach Truma. You've got now two bushels, one that contains Chulin, we already took off Truma, some ISIS from and everything's fine. The other one contains pure Truma. If they am Shnei Sa'i, now in front of these Kupot, we've got these large containers, one which contains school and one which contains truma. And now somebody pours the two kupot into the two large containers, into the two sides. There we have a right to say mutarin, that both are kosher. Sha'ani omer chulun letoch chulun naflu. The truma letoch truma nafla. Each one fell into its own container. And everything would be fine. So here too, each type fell into its own type. Oh, wait a second over here. The only reason we say that, that's talking about truma. Truma is an itzur derabanan. We're saying the rabbanan allowed you to do this ani omer. Let me just assume. Why don't you just assume? Because it's talking to rabbanan. So just assume that everything is fine. I mean, you have grounds to say that each one could be fine, so why not make it fine? You're looking for problems in this world. But if you're talking about chometz, which is a diuraita, then why don't we have to worry about a real suffix? Mi amrinan. Should we say in that case that we should rely on sha'ani omer natotzu? Rashi learns. Truma derabbanan is referring to truma bizman hazeh. So since today, the holding of truma is derabbanan, therefore, even though it's tzvurin of types of things that would be chayav and truma diuraita, if we would have a chiyav of truma, which would be dependent on yishuv eretz yisro, kishat haaretz, and so on. So therefore, we're relying on it only because it's a drop bottom. But others learn that we're relying on it because it's a drop bottom because midyoraita anyway would be bottom. Because the whole din of needing 100 to 1 is only a din to rabbanan. So if a kupa falls into a sa'ah, it'll be bottom baroch. What's the problem? It's a little bit more, so it would be kosher anyway. So you're only left with a drabbanan. And therefore, when you're left with it's 100, not shishim in this case, but if you're left with a drabanan, so then you can rely on that din of what you're left with as being a sha'ani omer. Says the Gemara, wait, why are you saying chometz is diuraita? The bidikat chametz diuraita. Since when is bidikat chametz diuraita? The bidikat chametz is the drabanan. Because the midyoraita bebito be'almasagilet. It would be perfectly okay here in this case to say, all right, maybe there's chametz there. I'm going to be over by your rabbi Yimatze. It should be ka'af for the ara. But you said that anyway when you did your bedika. It should all be ka'af for the ara. So lemaisa, there's never going to be a chashash on a diurnaita here. Elamai is saying, but the chametz is back in the house. Suffik drabbanan. Sure, shani omer. True, Tosu says. Maybe wait until the end of the sugya. The carrots will go on both. In chayshin shemagira chuldami bayit labayit mimakom lemakom v'im kain mechatzel lechatzer in the earlier also in the davar sof. So time at the lo chazina the shakal, but ha chazina the shakal chayshina. Uboi b'dika v'amar neima akal tei milot lan medurot akum tmeim v'kam b'yishev b'mador v'yam b'mador tzerek b'dika 40 yom v'yafa pishen lo isha. V'chom makom shekuldav v'chazir yecholin lahalot ein tzerich b'dika. Apparently there's no chashash of tuma. Om Rabbi Zera, lo kasha, habi basar, where there it's a chazok and a little up, habi lechem. Bi basar, lo mishayri, bi lechem mishayri. Omar Rabba, what was the kasha? Hi, Mike. Bish le matam, emur havi, emur lo havi, and even if him tim tzulomar havi, emur akal te. Avalocha, vada, chazin and the shorkal. Mi ema dachal, they have a subgevada. Ein safek matzimi dei madai. Ein safek matzimi dei madai. Vatanya chaver shemei piniyav meguram elayat pirot. Afilu ein bnei yoman arayim b'cheskat metukanim. V'ahachad avarai tvila yani peret. V'safek musarim. Safek lo musarim. Kaati safek matzimi dei madai. No. Atam vadai uvadai. The vadai maasir. Reb Chanina Chozo, Yom Reb Chanina Chozo, Chazakah, Chaper, Sheinu Motzi Mitachat Yado, Davar Sheinu Mtukan. V'baitema, the other way. Maybe it's a suffix or suffix. Because, Dilma mi kora, Ema delo tvilei, Rebo Shaya. Yom Rebo Shaya, Ma'arim Adam al Tvuato, U'machnisa b'mot shela, Kedei sh'tei b'em toh, Chelot uftura min ha-maaseh. V'ein suffix motzi midei vadaim, V'atan Yom Reb Yudah, Ma'aseh b'shivkato shamim tzik echad b'rimon, Sh'itila nefa lebo, U'ba kohen v'yitzitz bo leidaim zacharoim lekevai, U'ba ma'aseh b'dei chachamim v'tiyaru. Why don't we say Vada Hitila, Suffolk Yirua, Suffolk Log, Yirua Ishata, Vikati, Suffolk Matsimide Vadai? Maybe it's a Suffolk. Lotte Mashitila, Nate Philibor. Mashitila, Kamin Nate Philibor. Babi Suffolk, the Suffolk. But Leda im Zacharim, the Kevai Katani. First Leda im Ruach Hipila, Nate Philipila. Veint im Salomon, Nate Philipila. Then he would go find out im Zacharim, the Kevai. Vibaitema, maybe the other way around. Vada Yavadai. But since Kivan de Chudu, Vardas Mitzvim Sham, Vada Giru be Aishata, because maybe Shiura Meshaira, yes, but Migra Miat Vada Giru be Aishata. Umiya Minan Enchoshin Shema Gira Chuda? I mean, it says you're alone in the Sefer. Masha Meshayer Yanichana Betsina, Kidei Shaloye Tzar Bdikachara. Om Rabbaya, oh, there's no comparison. Hobi Arba Asa, Beshlosha Asa. Bishlosha, said the Shkiach Rifta Bekulobate, said on no mitzna. Biarba, said the Lorshki Harifta Bekulobate, mitzna, Omarabe, the Chichulda, the Viayi, the Yada, the Aidna, Arbesa, Veloati, Abiurta, Umishairo, Metamra, Elo, Amarava, Masha, Mishayer, Yanichanabetina, Shematito, Chulda, Befanenu, Vietzor of Bidikakra. Tanya Gavate de Rava, Arotzele, Cholt, Chametz, Achar Bidika, Gated Yaser, Masha Mishayer, Yanichana Betina, Shalotavol, Chulda, Vetito, Befanenu, Vietzor of Bidikakarab. Rav Mori Omar, Zerashaminechas, Rimsa Tesha. Tesha Tzivon Shomatza, Vyafacha Chametz, Ata Achbar, Vishakola Yadina, Imatza Shakalichana, Shakal Hana Tesha Hanuyot Rakavua. Pireish vata agbar v'shaka, haynu sefer they go basaro ditzan. Teishach haniyor kulan mochrim basar shkuta, v'achat mocheret basar nevelah, v'lakach mi'achat mehen, v'enu yodea me'ezimim lakach, sveiko asur, u'benimtza alechach harot. Shnei tzivurim, echad shal matza v'achad shal chametz, lifneihem shnei batim, echad baduk v'achad sheino baduk, v'yatu shnei agbarim, echad shal matza v'achad shal chametz, v'yadana hayla hayayo, v'hayla hayayo, היינו שתי קופות, בצלן שתי קופות, אחת של חולין ואחת של תשומה, ולפעמים שני סעים, אחת של חולין ואחת של תשומה, נפלו אלו תוך אלו, בואו תרמות, שאני אומר חולין לתוך חולין נפלו, ותשומה לתוך תשומה נפלה. Now wait a minute, they might have minute שאני אומר, that's only בתשומה דרבונה, but בחמץ דיורייתא, מי אמרינה? What do you mean חמץ דיורייתא, בדיקת חמץ דיורייתא? רבנני, דמי דיורייתא, בביטו ביאל מסגילי.